Well, it's a beautiful, crisp morning in Wyndham, and I've come to Howard Cycles, which is on Back Lane in Wyndham. And as you look through the window, there's some very posh road bikes, the racer bikes that you see people in the Tour de France sitting on. And once you come inside, there's a variety of different bikes. We've got some shoppers at the back. We've got some mountain bikes just in front of me. All seem to be matte black at the moment, and then some rather more extravagant road bikes here at the front, and bottle cages, lights, and puncture repair kit. And Ray Howard is the owner and proprietor of the store. Ray, morning.
Morning, Dave.
Now, we're looking at children cycling to school this morning. How big is the market for children's cycles?
We've seen the market growing, actually, and especially the quality end of the market. Gone are the days where kids' bikes used to be heavy, cumbersome, difficult to ride on the road. So we've definitely seen a positive trend.
My first children's bike was a yellow folding bike, which you could have put a shop basket on. And then my first real bike was a three-speed purple Rally Hustler with a leather saddlebag. What are parents looking for in a bike when they come to see you?
Well, like I said, things have changed. Over the last couple of years, we've followed a trend that I think Europe started with proper kids bikes, bikes that kids can actually ride, bikes that kids enjoy riding, rather than just your sort of stereotypical pink with tassels or what have you. It's more about a rideable bike, something they can get from A to B with, and then at the weekend have a little bit of fun on.
And what about the safety concerns? Because sometimes I see parents with younger children having those one-wheel bikes that attach to theirs.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a whole new level of skill that you need to use one of those. And I do have concerns that they could potentially be more dangerous. Overall, I think getting people on bikes is the key message here. And if we can do that, and we're all more aware of making our roads more safe, it's got to be a win-win.
I've got a road bike, I've got a mountain bike, I've also got a shopper hopper. They're all suitable, but for different things. Is there such thing as a suitable bike for a child to take to school?
Absolutely, yes. And a lot of parents don't want to have a bike that is purely able to go on the road and nothing else. At the weekend, they like to take them to the forest or the park. So the bikes that we're selling most of seem to be almost a hybrid of bike, so you can use them in a number of different varieties, really.
And you've got the bike, it's got two wheels, it's got brakes. What's the most important bit of kit when you are a child cycling to school?
Well, it goes without saying that a cycle helmet and visibility products are very, very important. I think that parents are well on board with this and have been for many years, and so we don't have to sing that message. Parents are already on board.
And a really important bit is kids will not cycle to school on a naff bike. Just looking around me at the minute, there's posh lights, you've got crazy seats, you've got high-vis clothing, lots of colours here.
Oh yeah, I mean there's more choice now than there ever was, so that enthuses kids anyway, but matched with the quality of product. And I think also it's important to make sure the bike is well fitted. A bike that's either too small or too big can knock the confidence of the child, so that's where a bike shop comes into it.
And what would you say is the real optimum age for a child to start cycling to school, because they do wave a bit all over the road sometimes?
Well, I know I wouldn't let my four-year-old out on her own, so obviously it's probably down to the parents' judgment and how skilled and sensible that child are, and also how dangerous the roads are as well in your area.
Well, Ray Howard, thank you very much from Howard Cycles in Wyndham.
Thank you very much indeed.